horrible from what I remember.
It was. I think it lasted six episodes. It was an Aaron Spelling joint, too.
Wow.
It was Kindred, The Embrace, I think, was the name of the show.
Yes, that sounds right. Aaron Spelling, not who I would maybe tag or tap to head up this particular.
But I think that they kind of I mean
he was hugely successful at the time in TV, so I guess that makes sense.
But I think they just were kind of trying to squeeze it into the 90210 Melrose Place kind of format, and that's
why it didn't work.
Probably, yeah.
Because I don't know if, yeah, it's like, that's not, those people can find their tribe, you know.
Right.
The popular kids didn't really seem to have too much trouble figuring out how to, not that they didn't have problems, I mean, you know, but yeah, I don't know if the vampire, it doesn't fit the vampire aesthetic.
Yeah.
Even, let alone sort of the way the social hierarchy works.
Like, I'm thinking about how those shows looked in terms of like their lighting and set dressing.
Yes.
And it just doesn't
not
like, it's a very specific 90s thing, and I don't think that it was ever going to work. But that is illustrative of how
popular Vampire the Masquerade, which is a tabletop role-playing game that you know, and that was during a time when they were still being, you know, the realm of dorks. And yet Aaron Spelling tried a TV show.
I think The Vampire is one of the things that really started to pull role-playing into more of a general acceptance.
Yeah, there's more and more people who are liable to be like, oh, well, I mean, I like to be a sexy, powerful guy.
Yeah, like, it's like, what, I just got to wear a leather jacket? Cool. Sunglasses at night?
All I have to do is look awesome? All right, I guess sign me up.
Oh, you got to listen to Sisters of Mercy a lot?
Oh, no, I already was. How about that?
Yeah, and I mean, like, that's just the tip of the iceberg, too. Like, there's so many other games. There's the, you know, there's the Dracula dossier, which is, like, reconfigures Dracula into, like, a spy master in a really weird and interesting way. There's Eat the Reich, which came out recently, which is, like...
I want to get into those maybe in the next episode of our vampire, ongoing vampire series, because actually, believe it or not, it's time for the station ID.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Okay. Right. Ken, we're changing formats.
We're
going to be vampire... It's the vampire show.
The vampire games.
Vampires people play.
The vampires people play in role-playing and in life, starring Sarah and Stu. Anyway, you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all of the time at WFMU.org. I hope you guys will stay tuned. Up next is Music of Mind Control with Micah, which is one of my favorite shows. I'm actually sort of sad I'm not at home listening to this. It's always weird, weird music.
Yeah.
And then sometimes there's a bop. There'd be like an actual culty bop.
That's how the vampires and sinners got you.
I was just going to say, it's just like Wild Mountain Time when they sing it to Mary. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's all coming together.
Yeah.
Anyway, you also picked the outro song for tonight. Because you know what I think of when I think of vampires? Saxophone.
I mean, I think my pitch was this might be the only time that we're able to play...
This song. Yeah.
Which is...
They'll know it when they hear it.
Okay, yeah. I'm not even going to introduce it. It's just a beautiful thing. We're going to play it now.
Good evening, Starseed. This is the music of mind control. I am the Micah. Or, if you prefer, Uncle Mo, here with you every week, guiding you on a journey into realms unknown, new religious movements, cults, individuals of a mystical and inspired nature, and the sounds that come out of them. We just heard some occult dark ambient from a project known as Misdreamt, something entitled The Krell Machine. Misdreamt is the nom de plume of Toby Chappell, who is a high priest, a grand master of the Order of the Trapezoid within the Temple of Set. He is a writer as well as a magus in all things occult and left-handed path, Western esotericism, everything strange and dark. He's written books called, such as The Languages of Magic, Transform Reality with Words, Magical Symbols and Sigils. I think that's his most well-known excursion into the esoteric traditions. Just giving us a little preview of I don't know what. This is October after all. It's the month of ghoulish things, so I thought I'd play that for you. But I'm not going to focus on that. We're going to take a turn and hear from the Source family, from what I feel is, well, it's hard to say, from the very end of the first iteration of the Source family, 1975, after Father Yod catapulted into a boulder during a hang gliding excursion and died, Sky Saxon took over of the leader as the leader of the Aquarians. And it was basically a half-hearted attempt to keep the tradition going, but couldn't really keep it together. Didn't have quite the same spiritual energy as Father Yod. However, what he did do is record what I feel is the best Source family record with Yehoah 13, Golden Sunrise. We're not going to hear from the actual Golden Sunrise release. What I'm going to play now are outtakes, demos that did not make the cut. And I'll tell you, there's a very good reason why. These are perfectly awful, terrible log jams from the cutting room floor during the recording of Golden Sunrise, during the last iteration, or the last few months of the initial iteration of the Source family, 1975. So here are some rough demos. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
some discarded log jams from the recording of the final Yahuwah 13 LP Golden Sunrise with Sky Saxon, who took over as leader of the Source family, frontman of the group, all drugs, none of the spiritual gravity, the gestalt of Father Yod. Still psychedelically awesome somehow. We're going to keep it psychedelic for a little while. And I'm going to feature some tunes from a 1971, very curious, 1971 concept-oriented album. Of course, during that year, there was a great influx of concept-oriented prog rock. This one, however, is inspired by the life and teachings of Edgar Cayce. It's called Poe. The group was called Poe. Album was Up Through the Spiral. I don't think there is any other music that has been produced that with inspiration from the teachings of Edgar Cayce. I think this is it, unless there's something out there that I haven't stumbled across. Edgar Cayce, of course, the amazing sleeping prophet, who would essentially go to sleep and channel a sentient energy simply known as the Source, who at first gave medical advice. People would come to him with serious ailments, and he would basically explain the process of getting better, a very rarefied kind of treatment. And then he started giving prophecies, peering into the future, peering into the Akashic records, and prophesying future and ancient past events. And then from that, he would give these teachings upon spirituality and the nature of consciousness and the unity of all living things. Truly remarkable individual. Never made any profit from his readings. Died in poverty, the way you're supposed to. Anyway, this is it. The one and only Edgar Cayce prog rock record that I know of, Up Through the Spiral by Poe. We're going to hear a couple of choice cuts, and I will return.
Bye.
Just a couple of tracks from this Edgar Casey themed prog rock symphony Up Through the Spiral from the group known as Poe. I believe that that is their only record. We heard A New Day is Dawning in the Garden, Sons of Belial, and Tune In. If you haven't read The Sleeping Prophet, the biography of Edgar Casey, I highly recommend it. It's just an amazing story. So, in case you aren't aware, we are in the second week of our October Hellraiser. Not only are we bent, broke, and busted, we have basically lost our government community radio grant, since our so-called government is no longer interested in generating community, obviously. And we need your help now more than ever. WFMU.org/pledge is where you want to go if you want to support this kind of radio, this kind of freeform, whatever it is, if you are a listener to this show or any of the other programs on WFMU, I urge you to make a pledge, no matter how small, no matter how large. We need your help. Of course, there's all kinds of wonderful giveaways based on the amount you pledge. Fantastic Jersey Devil t-shirt this year that I'm definitely going to wear, as well as some other fantastic prizes. You know what to do. At WFMU.org/pledge. So, I want to take a sidestep here and talk about the Sky Kingdom. This was a Malaysian cult, no longer exists, founded by Ayah Pin, Father Pin, in, did I say Malaysia? Yes, Malaysia. This is a very interesting environment, community. They had a giant structure of a teapot. They're known as the Teapot Cult. I think it was meant to symbolize purity, water, pure water from heaven or something. It was next to a giant umbrella as well, which is a symbol of, I don't know what. And of course, the Malaysian government got very upset. They called this a heretical sect. All they were really trying to do was follow a different spiritual lineage rather than the institutional Muslim nonsense that had been crammed down their throats. Sort of a syncretic thing inspired by Buddhism, as well as some Eastern Indian philosophies. I think Ayah Pin was in direct concert with an angelic presence. Something called the Orang Bunyan, a Malaysian forest fairy. So, like I said, Malaysian government did not take kindly to this. So they put Ayah Pin in prison, and then they demolished the wonderful teapot and umbrella structure. And this caused a huge controversy in Malaysia, because apparently on paper in Malaysia, you do have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, but in practice, not so much. So this caused a huge controversy and basically is no longer a thing. So what I'm going to play is, first I'm going to play some field recordings that were taken at the Sky Kingdom compound during what seems to be one of their events. I think this was just a public ritual event that they held. You can hear some gamelan type music and some chanting and some riffraff. And then I'm going to play something that I'm not 100% sure. I think this is one of the devotees singing his little devotional love song to Ayah Pin. So, yeah, that's what this is. A little tiny microset dedicated to Sky Kingdom. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Some music and sounds from the Sky Kingdom sect, which is now no longer a thing. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Just going to round things out with some music from the local church, which was a evangelical cult from China. And then it's time for Vocal Fry. Stay tuned.
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, through the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before him in love, predestinating us unto to the God Christmas in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses according to the riches of his grace, which he caused to abound to us in all wisdom and prudence, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth in him, in whom also we were designated as an inheritance, having been predestinated according to the purpose of the one who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we would be to the praise of his glory, who have first hoped in Christ, in whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him also believing, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the...
Fry me vocal fry, and let me yoik among the stars. Let me hear the yodels, conicoles and kagiras. In other words, bleed my ears. In other words, catajack me.
Jack.
Overtones and whistles, holler shanties and galas. Harmonies from tenores and hocketing bacchus. In other words, auctioneers. In other words, Shuby Taylor. Fry me vocal fry, play me some Dada from Yap Blanc. Field recordings, interviews, and growls from Dave Van Ronk. In other words, purple haze. In other words, Ema Sumac. Zeeping and that Okinawan bounce, track and album titles that you just cannot pronounce. In other words,
Prince of our peace. Won't you hear our pleas? Ring your bells of peace. Let loving never cease. Prince of Peace, won't you hear our pleas?